What's going on, everybody? Josh Engelman and Ben Raza here for AwesomeMo.com, and we are back with the breakfast menu served up by No House Advantage. Before we get started, hit that like button, subscribe to the channel, and hit the notification bell so you know when everything goes live, and then migrate over to No House Advantage. Use the promo code AwesomeMo when signing up and get a $20 first match deposit bonus. Who doesn't like free money? Make a $20 deposit. They're just going to give you another $20, whether that's NBA, MLB, NFL, PGA contests. You can get into them and you don't have to worry about fantasy points. We're talking player props here. Beat your friends, not the house. Download the app in the App Store or go to nohouseadvantage.com and win big with player props today. Yesterday was the Olympics. Today, talking a little bit of UFC. I'm actually pretty excited for this main event. First time we're seeing TJ Dillashaw in a while. We won't have to talk too much about why that's the case. But Ben, how are you feeling about the UFC this weekend?
Well, as someone who's pretty novice with it, these are not a lot of guys that I've seen. I always think like, all right, of the number of cards I've seen most of the roster, I guess you'd call them. I don't remember many of these people, but I kind of like that. It makes me less biased, look at the numbers, lean on our tools. That's what I'm going to do here. The MMA is not a sport that I'm well-versed in, so that's why I lean on AwesomeMo's UFC DFS top projections. You can use them and transition them to betting. That's what I'm going to be doing in this video. I'm going to be referencing them a lot, and I'm interested to see where you go because you're certainly more versed in how these fights will actually break down.
Yeah, I'm excited for this. The main event, TJ Dillashaw and Corey Sandhagen, fantastic fight.
That's the steroid guy, right?
We'll call it EPO, but okay. Yes, that's the steroid guy. He probably was taking anything he could get his hands on, if we're being perfectly honest. If you're going to cheat, you might as well go the whole Megillah. I will happily go first if you would like me to.
Go ahead.
All right.
You want to, so go ahead.
I kind of do. Strip of bacon on the steroid guy, TJ Dillashaw, plus 164. This is his first fight since he lost to Henry Cejudo back in January of 2019. Picked up a two-year suspension coming into that fight. He dropped down to flyweight for that one. And whether he was cheating pretty aggressively before that or not, certainly needed a little bit of a boost to try to cut that extra 10 pounds. We're not worried about that any longer. You can make a legitimate case that that's TJ Dillashaw's first real loss since he was finished by John Dodson at the Tough Final in 2011. He lost to Cruz in a decision. I didn't think it went that way. He doesn't get finished. He's just never in those positions. He starched Garbrandt twice, didn't have to worry about it. Both of these guys have wins over Rafael Assuncao and John Lineker. Now, I'm a big fan of Sandhagen. I want to be honest here, but I didn't understand the line. I was shocked to see TJ be this big of a dog. I don't think the layoff is going to be all that meaningful. Like, we see guys miss 18 months for legitimate injuries all the time. TJ Dillashaw did have surgery while he was gone, but it's not something that I'm super worried about right now. I see this fight way closer to a pick 'em than this line is saying. And if that's the case, I just have to take TJ at plus 164.
What I say to you before the show, I said, that seems like a pretty high line. You said no comment. Now I know why. You said that you wanted to save it for the show. I respect that. Okay. I looked at the board. It's not like any crazy high favorites, which is nice. There's a couple, when we've got Islam fighting and whatnot, it's like minus 800. I'm going to Kyler Phillips, but I didn't want to lay minus 275. So I'm going to go Kyler Phillips by decision. When I look at the market here, over 2.5 rounds is minus 230. So it's juice that most likely this goes to the cards when it's all said and done. And I looked at our top, DFS, UFC tool. It seems like both these guys are somewhat unlikely to get a finish. The pace isn't out of control. And I think that Kyler Phillips kind of controls the fight. This other dude is subbing in. I guess there was an injury, somewhat late notice. This guy's a pretty heavy favorite. And it was a situation where I looked at how do I get a position on him? And this is something I talk about in betting a lot. You may have a team or a player or whatever that you want to get exposure to, but then you have to figure out what bet makes the most sense. And to me, laying minus 280 wasn't a great move, but getting plus 100, that is straight a coin flip on a fight that I think is going to go to decision pretty frequently. And as a pretty heavy favorite, I think Phillips will win on the cards more often than not. So I'm going to take that to win one strip of bacon, pretty standard. I think that's the way this fight goes.
Nope, no qualms there. I'm not I'm not excited to watch that fight. And if you're taking a decision bet, that is
I hope perfect. It's boring.
Right. The perfect way to do it. I'm getting pretty aggressive with this next one, but I think that I have a really nice opportunity to pick up some units. I'm putting one strip of bacon on a plus 400 bet. That's pretty aggressive as far as I'm concerned.
Even out there? All right.
Darren Elkins by decision. So Derek Minner, in 13 of his last 14 fights, they've ended early, but they're ending by submission. And Darren Elkins isn't exactly easy to finish. Ricardo Lamas finished him. That's the first guy to finish him by TKO since 2013. The other guy was Chad Mendez. Losing to those guys by strikes, not exactly something to be shameful for. Darren Elkins just takes everybody to deep water. This dude is a grinder. 22 of 26 wins of Derek Minner's have been by submission. Elkins' only loss via sub is to the current champion, Charles Oliveira, back in 2010. So Darren Elkins does not regularly get caught in submissions, and I'm not expecting it here. I think Elkins stays out of subs. I think he controls the fight, because if Minner's not getting a sub, he's not finishing him by strikes. That would blow my mind. So if I don't think that Elkins can get subbed, Darren Elkins isn't the type of guy that gets a lot of finishes. Although Minner does leave himself open, he's been subbed a lot. That's the one piece of this that does concern me. Minner could leave his neck out there. Elkins can snatch that bad boy up and end this fight early. I think this is more of the normal Darren Elkins. He controls the fight, doesn't really take a ton of damage. Nothing really interesting happens for 15 minutes, and he just wins a simple, boring decision. Plus 400 seemed way too high for me. I am nervous about the quick sub from Elkins, or the grind out sub potentially in like a late third round type situation, but I'm willing to take those chances at plus 400, so much so that I'm giving it the full strip of bacon.
Ooh, I don't have a pen here. I would make that motion. I'm mentally writing that down. Interesting. I like the way, see, that's the kind of stuff, again, that's why I love doing this show with you in this regard, because I have no idea about that, but the way you explained it makes sense. If this guy's best defense is negating that guy's best finish, seems unlikely that he's going to finish him with strikes. Okay, well, that eliminates a lot of the ways that you're losing. Plus 400, there are outs, of course, where you're still going to lose, but you're trying to hit this one-fifth, you know, to get value. You don't need to cash this that often. I'm going a little more conservative in my second bet. I'm going to Miranda Maverick just to win the fight. It's at minus 150. I originally was going to go to her by decision at plus 120, but the more I looked, I wanted to get better than that. I do think that's the most likely outcome. Again, looking at the top UFC tool, nothing with a crazy pace. I don't think a finish is that likely. Maybe a sub by her, but I wanted to capture all those outs. I think that if the fight is left standing, it could go to decision pretty easily. If it goes to the ground, I feel pretty comfortable with Maverick in that situation as well. Looking at Macy Barber, last couple fights, lost by decision, not particularly close. And I think this is one, I'm going to say that this line kind of moves, and that's all I'm really trying to do with sports like this, and really with any sport, is I think I'm going to beat this closing line at minus 150. So can you get cued and try to get a method in there? Yes, but I would want a little better than the current markets are offering. I'm going to say that Maverick gets it done to win one strip of bacon. That kind of allows me some shots. You win something like that, maybe early in the card, then I can sprinkle on your plus 400 kind of free roll style.
There you go. And also, just in case you are a little nervous, Darren Elkins by inside distance is like plus 350. So you can put a little tiny bit if you want to cover that other strip of bacon by decision. But I just like the decision bet more.
Would you potentially look to, and this is just a random question, just the way you're explaining it, with a possible really aggressive first round submission by that guy? Because you kind of mentioned that you think maybe he could get him early, but if not, maybe it goes to decision.
Probably not, okay. But depending on what's out there, I would look around at any of the early sub props. You can go sort of any direction there, but I feel more comfortable with the decision bet than
Anaconda joke. Elkins by Anaconda. You got to go to the shady books for that one.
My Anaconda don't want none. I'm not going to keep going. Anyway, two bets up, two bets down for MMA, but we are not done. It is time for a side of no house advantage, and we're going over to baseball for this bad boy. Now, I was thinking about a baseball pick for this actual show in lieu of one of my MMA bets. Didn't go that direction, but one of them was going to be David Price under 4.5 strikeouts. I had a laundry list of reasons why that was going to happen. He wasn't striking out a ton of lefties. He was in a matchup with a team that doesn't strike out all that frequently against lefties. They're slowly working him back into the starting lineup as a starter. This is only going to be his third start as of late. He was thrown out of the bullpen for a while. And I'm not even worried about all that because the line of no house advantage is 5.5. If I was willing to bet on 4.5, I'm certainly taking 5.5. I just don't know if David Price is going to go deep enough in this game, and it's not the best strikeout matchup that you can find. So David Price under 5.5 strikeouts on no house advantage tonight.
It's funny you say that because I was looking at a little baseball as well. Again, not a sport that I bet a ton. I like the Royals tonight, though. I know the Tigers are on absolute fire. I think a lot of that has to do with how bad the Rangers are. And I look at that game, over under is 10.5. So I'm going to go. I think there's a variety of Royals bats that you can go to. I'm going to go to Whit Merrifield over 0.5 runs. I think, again, in a game with a 10.5 total, it's not like they're massively favorite where it's like all the production is going to come from the Kansas City side. But I do like them in the game. So I think going against Peralta, they're going to have some success tonight. I think you can look to him, Salvador Perez, if you wanted to go there. But Merrifield's probably my favorite prop over there on no house advantage.
There we go, everybody. 4 UFC bets for Saturday. 2 no house advantage sides for today. You cannot beat it. Another reminder, hit that like button, subscribe to the channel, hit the notification bell. Make sure you're subscribing to both channels, not just the regular Osimo_com channel. You want to go to Osimo Odds, 2 separate channels now, and this one's going to be hosted on Osimo Odds moving forward, so you don't want to miss it there. Make sure you're subbing. Ben, anything else before we get out of here and turn this one over to the weekend?
Yeah, just want to say real quick, yesterday we talked Olympics. Those bets have not started, so if you're looking for a little extra action, go watch that show. The opening ceremony was this morning, so there's a lot of Olympic stuff that's going to get underway. No better time to take advantage than, as always, as we say each and every time. In addition to subscribing, get inside the ropes. We have so many smart people in Slack, so much going on in the community. I cannot wait to sweat out these MMA bets with everybody. We're going to have a good old time on Saturday, see what we can do.
There we go, everybody. Thank you very much for joining us. Good luck tonight and through the weekend with some of these bets. We will be back again Monday morning for another edition of The Breakfast Menu, served up by No House Advantage.